Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
But Cole, not everybody is as fancy as you, rocking multi-screen across multiple sports and apps. Some people still got to slum it. Some people still have to choose just one game to be able to watch at a time. I can now proudly say I'm not one of those people. ESPN now has multi-screen, but you can't pick and choose the four games that you want on it. You still have to slum it a little bit and use their setup of games. But Cole, for those who, again, are not quite as fancy, let's do this as we do every Friday here at 5 o'clock, our weekend menu going day part by day part, which is the tastiest, nummiest game of each day part. Let's start with that noon slot, Cole, where there are 14 games for you to choose from.
Ooh.
Can you believe that? You got to pick just one out of 14 games in the noon time slot. And here we go, the tastiest game of the bunch. I'm going to toss at you number one, Cole, as option number one, UCLA at number two, Indiana. Interesting football game, right? UCLA on a little bit of a win streak. Indiana, they're all the way up to number two. That's a fascinating ball game.
And who would think that a ball game on Saturday where the point spread is 26 and a half points,
right,
is going to be an interesting game.
I know.
I had a guy, no lie, this is a true story. This morning, Diesel, I ran into at the grocery store and listens to the show, and he stopped me, recognized me, and he said, "Hey, love the show. Wanted to ask you about the Indiana-UCLA game this morning." Mm. This was literally this morning at your local Ingles Markets. And he said, "You think, no lie, hope he's not listening because I'm going to make fun of him. I made fun of him when I saw him." He said, "You think that Nussmeier can get him turned around as the offensive coordinator?" And I said, Nussmeier? I don't think Nussmeier is the OC, but it's a tricky name to get to. Diesel,
He's got money on the game. Let's be real. That's why he asked you
true.
That question.
Let me tell you this, man. I so badly want to watch this game and want to see an intriguing game between UCLA and Indiana. But I love Fernando Mendoza, and I love Kurt Cignetti. I want it to be close. It's a 26.5 point spread. I'd probably be interested in taking UCLA to cover the spread, but I don't know, man. Indiana, they just seem like a ball club that has their you-know-what figured out. They're playing really good football, and Cignetti's got them focused and locked in. So I want it to be a close game, but it could by the third quarter or so kind of become ugly.
All right, Cole, next one on the list. That's an interesting game. We got number 8, Ole Miss, at number 13, Oklahoma. And we also have, Cole, this one's a barn burner, Syracuse at Georgia Tech. I think those might be your three best. I take that back. There is one more game that's got a close spread that might be worth watching. because they could be a playoff caliber team. SMU at Wake Forest.
Well, SMU and Wake Forest is important, but it just doesn't have that national attention,
sure.
Right?
There's a reason it's the noon slot.
That's right. But remember, SMU is undefeated in conference play. They're 3-0 in the mm-hmm. ACC. While they have that 5-2 record, to your point, they're putting this game on the CW network for a reason. SMU still is an intriguing story, undefeated in the ACC. Now, I will say, I would be hard-pressed, Diesel, to find a game in college football this weekend as intriguing as Ole Miss-Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I know LSU and A&M is big, and I know there's a lot of big ones out there, but, man, when I look at Ole Miss-Oklahoma, 8-13, Oklahoma's a 5.5-point favorite in Norman, both one-loss teams. And, Diesel, this just goes back to our conversation from yesterday about consequential games. I look at this game, and I think this game has major consequences, major implications on the line. The loser, I don't think they're out of the conversation, but a 6-2 team, Diesel, is going to be hard-pressed to have an argument if they were to drop another. We saw last year a 3-loss team, probably not going to get in. I think this is just as important of a football game this weekend as you'll find in college football.
I agree with you. We also really want to see how Lane Kiffin can bounce back after a loss to Georgia. We have had Lane Kiffin and his Ole Miss teams right there on the brink for a
sure.
couple of years, and if they could respond after losing to Georgia on the road by winning at Oklahoma on the road. Now you're talking about a team that gets seen in a different light, that has resiliency, that some Ole Miss teams have not had in the past, and I think that might kind of serve as a deciding factor.
And
if it came down to it again, and we're trying to say, should Ole Miss get in, this could be one of those reasons, like, yeah, they bounced back and they won big at Oklahoma. They deserve to be in.
And, Diesel, how much focus does Ole Miss have? There was a report out there that Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin plans to address the Florida job with his players, per Molly McGrath. Molly said, ooh. Lane Kiffin told me he usually doesn't address those kind of coaching rumors in season, but there's so much more football to play, and there's so many bigger things to focus on, but he's actually going to do things differently today in their team meeting. This is today. He is going to address those Florida rumors with his players. He's going to talk to them about it and say, hey, this is what happens when you win. This is a compliment to our players, our staff, and our entire program. He wants to talk to his players about it because there's so many new guys on their team that haven't dealt with this before. So I bring that up to say Oklahoma's focused. We know what they did to South Carolina a week ago. How focused is Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin right now? That's a good question.
And he is going to lie to their faces and say, I have no interest in the Florida job. And then, and as soon as the season is over, poof, he's out the door.
Is Lane Kiffin, Diesel, kind of seems like one of those guys that just is straight up with him and says, look, guys, this is a business. It's a business. I don't advise saying that. But
well, he could also say, I want to handpick as many of you as I can and bring you with me.
Sure.
To Florida. So you're all auditioning for your spot on my roster next year.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, quick side note, Tolos, continue to get your upset picks in. 844-326-3663. A lot of upset picks coming in on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line right now at 844-FAN-PHONE.
Cole, is as many good games as we have in that noon slot, there's not a ton to choose from. I'm not going to lie. Not a ton to choose from here in this 3:30, 4 o'clock slot because we have Alabama, South Carolina. We have number 15, Missouri at number 10, Vanderbilt. Illinois, Washington. And then outside of that, not a ton else.
No, I'm just disappointed in you.
Why?
Cannot believe App State, Old Dominion wasn't mentioned in that.
Oh, get out of here.
What? That's a big game, right?
That just proves that I'm not a homer, okay?
You're right. Congratulations. You passed the homer test on this Friday. But you're right. 3:30 is not sexy. I mean, South Carolina, Bama has appeal, right? Especially if it's 5:30 and that game's close, that game will have a lot more appeal at 5:30 than it might at 3:30.
That's true.
Minnesota, Iowa. There are two teams that are a one-loss team in the Big Ten. Iowa's favored by 8.5. But I'm with you. I mean, there's not a lot of attractiveness in that afternoon slot.
That's one of those games that only alums of that of those two schools are going to be watching, right? That's kind of what we're talking about here. Which of these games has the most appeal? That's going to get not necessarily just alums and people who live near the campus to tune in and watch. Cole, let's move to the evening slot.
Hey, real quick, yeah. one more comment. What about 4:15 Texas Mississippi State? Any interest there?
Not really. Mississippi State is started off well, and they've kind of faded down the stretch. I don't know that there's a whole lot of juice left to squeeze out of that orange.
The only thing I'd say is that game's in Starkville. If Mississippi State somehow, some way were to pull it off, you're talking about a Texas team that's now 5-3, and let's be honest, probably out of playoff contention and conversation. They're definitely on the outside of that bubble looking in. It's going to be hard for them to, if they're losing to Mississippi State, who's to say they'll win out?
That may be one of those ones you get the little ticker or the pop-up on your phone and you say, oh, I got to switch over to it for just a second. See how Arch Manning is handling those piercing cowbells. Good God. But Mississippi State, they are on a three-game losing streak. They've lost to Florida, A&M, and Tennessee in back-to-back-to-back weeks. They would certainly love to get the win over a ranked Texas team, push them back outside of the top 25. Moving on to the evening slot, Cole, we're gonna lump the 6 o'clock game, the barn burner of TCU versus West Virginia in here. But in this game, we've got Wisconsin at number 6, Oregon, Stanford, Miami, A&M, LSU, I think is probably the clear winner there. And then Tennessee, Kentucky, not really. Yeah. Houston, Arizona, no, not really. BC, Louisville, no, not really.
Yeah.
Years ago, Michigan State would have been a massive game. And now it's kind of like, eh.
Now, Houston, Arizona State's the one for me I kind of look at and say, okay, Arizona State, Diesel, they're favored by 7.5.
Yep.
Sam Levitt's back. Houston's 3-1 in the Big 12. I would agree with you. You'll keep your eye on Michigan State for a little while. Texas A&M and LSU's the one. But what if this 7:45 game trickles to 8:45 between Tennessee and Kentucky, and all of a sudden at 9:15 tomorrow night, we look up and it's a touchdown game in Lexington. You know what I mean? I'm just saying Kentucky's not good, but let me ask you this question. Why is Tennessee only favored by 8.5 points? I don't know that Tennessee's as good as we think they are either. I just don't know. I'm not high on Kentucky. I'm not super high on Tennessee, Diesel, but I'm with you. It comes down to A&M, LSU, and then Houston, Arizona State. I think those are two good ones.
Yeah, Tennessee, I think maybe they got gassed up a little bit early on in the season.
So
and that story of Joey Aguilar, you know, I experienced that story when he was playing in Boone. Joey Aguilar is an easily adoptable storyline.
Sure.
But then, man, that second quarter, Alabama put up 16 points on him, and it was pretty much done at that point. Joey Aguilar didn't wow people against Alabama. One touchdown, one interception there. So maybe that's why. Maybe that some of that shine is kind of wearing off Joey Aguilar. I've seen him play elite football multiple games in a row. As soon as he has a bad game, kind of screws with his confidence a little bit and kind of messes him up for a few different weeks. But, yeah, that A&M LSU game is going to be huge. As we were saying earlier, there's a chance Brian Kelly doesn't make it back to his home if they don't win that football game, as in they're going to lock the doors and not let him back in.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to learn, is A&M legit? Can they win on the road in a huge environment? Can Brian Kelly essentially save his job in Baton Rouge?
Well, I do think, to your point about Brian Kelly there, could Marcel Reed stick the dagger in Brian Kelly on Saturday night? We talked about the Ole Miss-Oklahoma game having huge ramifications, but this one could have, like, long-lasting ramifications. Brian Kelly and LSU, they thought they were in the clear after they beat Clemson. Turns out Clemson's not a good football team.
Right.
So, meh, you barely beat a good football team. I mean, you barely beat a bad Clemson football team. Diesel, I'm high on A&M. I think what Elko's done is impressive. If they go to 8-0, okay, it's not a bad loss losing to A&M. However, you've already got two losses on the season. So how do you balance that? How do you weigh that? I think LSU, just like I said with Texas, if they fall to 3, then they're in a mighty tough spot. I don't know how you recover from this because you lost to Ole Miss, who's a solid Ole Miss team, a really good Ole Miss team, and then you lost to a really good Vandy team. So, again, it's life in the SEC, but Brian Kelly, kind of like Clemson, Diesel, was supposed to have all of the talent this year, supposed to have the quarterback, supposed to have the defense, supposed to have the dudes at wide receiver, and they've just fallen a little bit short of expectations, which has kind of been the MO, the calling card of Brian Kelly. So I think this one's huge Saturday.
Yeah, and we'll find out if it means as much to lose to Vandy at LSU as it does at Alabama. Remember, they were saying fire Kalen DeBoer after he lost to Vandy. People are starting to say the same thing in Baton Rouge, and there's a couple of key injuries for the Tigers this weekend. Whit Weeks doubtful to play, a couple of other big-time players who are out for this weekend. It's going to be interesting to see just how long Brian Kelly's prickly personality will be able to hang on in Baton Rouge when things are not as rosy as he would like it to be. Let's go to the phone lines and bring on somebody that, God, Cole, we didn't hear from him all day yesterday. We want to make sure he was okay, hoping that somebody would put an air tag on him or something. Dewey is on the phone lines. Dewey,
what's up, Dewey?
Where were you yesterday?
I was drinking.
You don't tolo while you're doing that?
What, paint thinner or beer?
Oh, a little both.
Oh, okay.
And hey, Dewey, we've had a controversy on the show the past couple of days when a commercial has aired about Dewey's Pawn Shop. We have immediately gotten text messages and messages on the stream. I think our tolos want to know if you own a pawn shop.
That is not my pawn shop. I didn't know I wanted to claim it. And I want to go and go to that place and tell that man to take my name off that billboard.
Dewey's going to hit him with a cease and desist.
Dewey, can you drive?
I can. Motorcycles, bicycles, and mopeds, and golf carts.
Oh, dear Lord. That's scary.
But anyways, I want to make some comments. I haven't had a chance yet to make fun of Madcraft for losing to whoever, Louisville last week. So, Madcraft, ha, 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 and ha, ha, because you suck. You probably gave 6,000 different excuses to why they lost that game, and I missed it, but it's okay. They lost, and I told you they were going to lose, and they were going to lose. I told you Stanford was gonna embarrass Mike Norvell because Mike Norvell sucks. And I almost thought about taking Stanford and Miami for the upset pick challenge, but the chances are that game was so horrible when they played Florida State that I wouldn't pick Stanford to beat anyone no more because that Stanford just sucks. So, Madcraft, I'm going to leave you alone for right now. As for Shane Beamer in South Carolina, it's 56-0 tomorrow. That's it.
Oh, my
gosh. Season's over.
Thanks, Dewey.
56-0. And Clemson's on a bye week, so Dabo can lead church or whatever else he does. But I'm going to make my upset picks right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go for gold here.
Oh, God.
After drinking and thinking, and then I was doing some yard work, and I was pondering this, and still mad about that pawn shop thing. I got to go find this place. But anyways, I'm going to take UCLA over Indiana, 26. I think it's 26.5. And I tell you what, UCLA is on a 3-game winning streak. They're 3-4, and Indiana's number 2. But I think Indiana's going to fall off the pedestal. And this is a good game for them to fall off the pedestal with.
Wow.
And I hope Stanford does beat Miami. Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, the most popular pick by far this week in the Upset Picks Challenge has been my App State Mountaineers plus 14.5 on the road at Old Dominion. And that scares me, Cole. That scares me.
Does that surprise you? Did you think that was going to be the number one pick going? That surprises me. That's a big spread.
I think people are kind of hanging their hats a little bit on the App State reputation because Old Dominion's been pretty mediocre for a while, right? I mean, they're in a hotbed of recruiting. Old Dominion should be a really good football program. But then again, you know as well as I do, as soon as somebody gets good at Old Dominion, poof, they're off to Virginia or Virginia Tech or NC State.
No. I think the reason everybody chose it's because they heard you on Wednesday choose it. They said, oh, well, if Diesel's choosing it, dadgummit, yep, I'm going to choose it as well.
Let's see how many Tolos actually picked that one. So far, 17. 17
that's,
Tolos
that's
have taken
lot,
that game.
That's a lot, man. And the reason I'm surprised by it is it's a, what, 14.5-point spread?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very surprised that there were that many entries for that one pick. It,
12
that's a lot
have
of
taken
points.
Indiana to lose.
Well, that's I like
reach.
My 4.5 tonight a lot better, don't
yeah.
you?
12 is a huge reach. I really like your game. And if I didn't need to make up a lot of ground, I would have taken that one too because, I cannot fathom why
yeah.
a 5-win Cal team
I know,
is – when it was locked in, it was 4.5 points, and that thing has moved up, right?
Yes.
That thing has moved
it's
up.
6.5 now,
God,
I believe,
why?
Last I saw. So, again, to your point, nobody really knows what's going on with that spread. It just is one of those that really don't make a whole lot of sense.
A lot of faith in the Hokies tonight, and I'm just not really seeing it. But, Tolos, if you haven't gotten your upset picks in yet, now is the time. You're coming down to the final hour to text in 844-326-3663. We need your name, your game, and the spread. And, Cole, you are walking evidence that you shouldn't give up.
Boom.
You should never give up in this challenge. Keep making those picks because you never know.
Never know.
If you're
going to
hit for a good one or a couple of small ones and work your way back up.
So I've got to remind myself tonight during the Burns-Spartanburg game to keep an eye on my game to make sure Virginia Tech is not winning that football game. Again, we're Golden Bear fans tonight. Diesel cut my salary because I sang the alma mater earlier of Cal. He also said I could never sing on the radio again.
It's not singing when it's all the same note.
That's true.
That's chanting. You chanted the alma
mater. You're right. That's true.
And you did great at that. I don't want to take that away from you.
It's a good chant. Hey, real quick, before we dive back into the NFL conversation in the next segment, Dodgers, Blue Jays tonight, Diesel, who you riding with? Snell's on the mound for the Dodgers. And man, I think a lot of Snell. And I think that Blake Snell might have an opportunity to go twice. And that's a huge boost for the Dodgers. I like the Dodgers to win tonight. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going Dodgers tonight.
I think Snell's going to have a good game tonight. There's no reason for me to believe that Blake Snell's going to repeat and do what he did a week ago.
Yeah.
That was just an insane performance. I think we could probably see you know, six quality innings from Blake Snell. Maybe the Blue Jays touch him around all over the field. And I think the Dodgers are going to win this game. I think they're probably going to win it in a fairly low scoring game. Call it like a 4-3 or a 4-2 kind of game tonight.
I like it. Diesel, I mentioned it. Let's get into Panthers-Bills on Sunday, a monstrous game in Charlotte. Let's dive into the details, though. Where do we feel like Carolina can have success on Sunday? Tolos, want to hear from you as well next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.